Luke chapter 17. If you missed your opportunity for healing, for answered prayers, whatever the need is, this altar is still open.
Amen.
Luke chapter 17, verse 11, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Not going to be much of an introduction to this morning, so hang on, here it comes. And it came to pass, verse 11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went that they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, was there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger? And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Thank you, God, for the sweet songs. Lord, thank you, God, for the prayers that's already been answered on this altar, Lord. And God, I pray right now, Lord, you just move, God. Help us, God, as we try to preach this, Lord. God, touch hearts right now, Lord. And whatever's done, we're going to praise you. We're going to honor you, Lord, because you're the one that deserves it of it all, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I got to thinking about this. All 10 of these men, the Bible says they were all lepers. Now, if you know anything about the Bible, anything about the back in those days, if you were diagnosed with leprosy, Greg, you had to go live in a colony. You couldn't be around anybody else. You couldn't be with anybody else. All those that had that sin, David, had to run together. Ain't that how sin does? Amen. I want you to kind of get a picture. All 10 of these men, Jesus is coming this way. And all 10 of them, and I got to thinking about it, Preacher Thad, maybe one had had leprosy for 6 months. Some probably had leprosy for 10 years. Different degrees of sin, but it's still all sin. The request of the 10. The Bible says in verse 13, they cried out, amen. Aren't you glad when you cried out? Jesus not only saw you, but Jesus heard you, amen. I'm glad that not only did he see me, and not only did he hear me, he stopped, glory to God. He stopped and listened to what I had to say. I called out on him, and he saved my soul. They called out on him, and Jesus heard them. He saw them. He stopped and talk to them. Think about it now. This is the worst of the worst. It don't get no worse than leprosy. Nobody else would acknowledge them, Brother Ed. Nobody else would talk to them. Nobody else would even look upon them. Even when they got close, they had to cry out, leprosy, unclean, unclean. How would you like to know that everybody in this church knew what your sin was? Oh, how would you like to know, Wes, that everybody in this church knew what your sin was? Greg, somebody got close, and I'm just using this for an example. Somebody gets close, and somebody had to say, liar, liar. Oh, and Jesus gets close. Somebody had to say, adulterer, fornicator, gossiper. How would you like it if everybody knew what your sin was, but everybody knew what their sin was? Jesus knew what their sin was, and he stopped anyway. Somebody ought to shout right there. Somebody ought to get happy right there that he knew what your sin was and stopped anyway. They cried out. There was a command given. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. All 10 turned, David, and started. And as they were going, the Bible says there was a cleansing. There was a cry, a command, and now a cleansing. And on their way, don't you know they had to all of them look down west at the same time and see their skin is now clean. All those sores and all the blotches are gone from their skin now. And nine of them just kept going. But one of them said, and this is the title of the message, I think I've gone far enough. I think I've gone far enough. I got to go back to Him. I think I've gone far enough. I'm going to get back to Him and praise Him. And the Bible says that he came, fell down on his face, and glorified God, and also glorified the Son. He glorified God and thanked Jesus for what he had done for him. Understand something, folks. Some of us in here, hey, we've gone through some hard times. And we ain't worshiped God like we needed to worship God. Some of you ought to make up your mind right now. I've gone far enough. Hey, he's been too good to me. I'm not going to keep going the way I was going. He's been too good to me. I got to turn around and go back to him. Aren't you glad that he knew your sin, Mike, and still healed you? Aren't you glad, Tony, that he knew your sin and still healed you? Aren't you glad, Sarge, that he knew your sin and still healed you? How many of us or just keep on walking? Let me tell you, some of y'all come to church this morning to watch church. Some of y'all came this morning to watch, like Brother Stephen said, some of y'all come this morning to watch church. Some of y'all come this morning just to see what was going to happen when the Phillips family got here. Some of y'all come this morning just because that's the thing to do. It's Sunday morning, I need to go to church. If I don't go to church, that preacher's going to call me. He's going to send me a card. He's going to send me a text if I don't go. But some, glory to God, came to have church this morning, amen. Some of us got up this morning, Brother Donald Boone, and said, I've gone far enough. I want him to know how much I love him. I want him to know how much I appreciate what he's done in my life. Let me tell you something. When you get woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and one of your grandbabies is heading to the emergency room, you'll get in touch with Jesus, amen. When you get woke up from a sleep and somebody tells you, we're going to the emergency room, it ain't good. Hey, when your mama's in the hospital, when your daddy's in the hospital, when your child's in, hey, some of you know what it means to call out on him. Amen. And have him show up. I'm just going to start calling out people today. Amen. I'm going to just call you out. Amen. You got to love me if you want to go to heaven. Who do I want to pick on? I pick on Andy. Andy looks up beside you. I think you've gone far enough. Benji looks sitting in front of you. I think you've gone far enough. Matt, everything's going on in your life, son. I think you've gone far enough. It's time to let him know you love him.
Amen.
It's time. Wes, look beside you, son. I think you've gone far enough. Somebody needs to make up their mind this morning. I've gone far enough. I'm going to let him know I love him. I don't care what nobody, I don't care if it upsets the whole crowd. I don't care if I make you mad. I'm not worried about upsetting you. I'm not worried about making you upset. I don't care if you don't think I'm dignified. I ain't worried about being dignified. I just want to come in and let him know that I love him. I want to come in and let him know I appreciate him answering my prayer. Thank God. In Sunday school, they tore the roof off, lowered the man down. He could not walk. They lowered him down, David. And David said this in Sunday school, and I think somebody else mentioned it a little bit. But when they lowered him down, Jesus looked at him, and Jesus said, oh, bless your heart, you can't walk. He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And I thought about it, Alan. If the story would have ended right there, Jesus would have got up and walked out. We could have shouted over that right there that he got saved at the feet of Jesus. But glory to God, Daddy, that ain't where it stopped. Aren't you glad that ain't where it stopped? Aren't you glad that when he saved your soul, hey, how many prayers has he answered for you? How many times has he showed up for you? How many times? Hey, and then he looks down and says, son, pick up your bed and walk. I think I've just gone far enough. I've gone far enough. But you want me to tell you something? I want him to know, I want you to know that I love him. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. When that man picked up that bed and walked out of that house, everybody he met, hey, look what Jesus did for me. Look at, hey, my legs are working now when they weren't working. Hey, I'm toting the same thing that they carried me on just 5 minutes ago. I want God, my God, have mercy. How many of you this morning can make up your mind and say, I've gone far enough? If he's been so good to you, now I'm getting ready to get on in a little bit now. If he's been so good to you, are you going to come back tonight? If he's been so good to you, are you coming Wednesday night? I've gone far enough down that road. Can y'all come back and sing one more move? I started to get up and say something about this while they were up there. I want the devil to know. You listen to me. I want the devil to know right now, Evan. I got one more move. I know I'm saved. I've gone far enough. I got one more move. I'm turning right now, and I'm going to worship him. I'm going to raise my hands. I'm going to jump up and down. I'm going to shout amen. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I don't care if I upset everybody in the house. He's been good to me, and I don't care. If you're here today, you listen to me. If you're here today and you're not where you need to be with God, Brother Stephen said, this is eternity we're talking about. You might think Satan's got you, and Satan might have you in a chokehold. You might be just about down for the count. But you understand something. As long as Jesus Christ sits on the throne, it ain't over. It ain't over. God, we love you.